Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz. Today we are continuing in the seventh parak of Masechta Sota with Mishnayos Hey and Vav. We have previously been discussing things that may only be recited in Hebrew and the Torah's sources from which we understand this to be the case. So we're going to continue with this. Mishnah Hey says, Brachos v'klolos ketzad. How do we know the brachas and the klolos, the blessings and curses that were recited when the Jews first entered Israel? Now, unlike the previous Mishnayos, where ketzad means how do we know it, here it actually means what was the process. So it's the usual meaning of the word ketzad and not the one we had in the past few Mishnayos. So what was that like? How did that go? So, Kevan Sha'avri Yisrael Es HaYarden, when the Jews crossed the Jordan River, Uvol El Har Grizim Vel Har Eval, and they came to these two mountains, Har Grizim and Har Eval, Sheb Shomron, which were in Samaria, beside Shechem, next to Shechem, Sheb Esa Elone Moreh, which is alongside a place called Elone Moreh, Shinemar, and we see this from a pasuk, Halohema Be'Evar HaYarden, they're on the other side of the Jordan, and the pasuk continues that they're near Elon Moreh, Ulahalonu Omer, and another pasuk tells us, V'Yavar Avram Ba'aretz Ad Mekom Shechem Ad Elon Moreh, and it tells us that Avram went to Shechem, to Elon Moreh. So ma Elon Moreh ha'amur lahalon Shechem, af Elon Moreh ha'amur kan Shechem. So just like by Avram, Elon Moreh is the same as Shechem, here also Elon Moreh happens to be the same as Shechem. So it's giving us the place where this occurred. So what happened when they went there? Shisha shvatim alu l'rosh har grizim. Six tribes ascended Mount Grizim. V'shisha shvatim alu l'rosh har Eval. And six tribes ascended har Eval. V'kohanim v'alevim v'ha'aron omdim l'mata b'emtza. And the Kohanim, the Levim, and the Aaron stayed below in the middle. Ha'kohanim makifin es ha'aron. The Kohanim surrounded the Aaron. V'ha'levim es ha'kohanim. And the Levim surrounded the Kohanim. V'chol Yisrael mikan u'mikan. And the Jews were on either side on the two mountains. Shinemar. And the Pasuk tells us in Yehoshua. V'chol Yisrael uzikenav. V'shotra v'shothtav amdu mizeh u'mizeh la'aron. So it tells us that the Jews and their elders and their officers and their judges, they stood on either side of the Aaron. So they were on the two mountains with the Aaron in the middle. Hafchu p'nehem kalpe har grizim. So everyone turned and faced Mount Grizim. Upaschu b'bracha. And they started with the blessing. And what was the first blessing? Baruch ha'ish asher lo ya'aseh peso masecha. So blessed is the man who doesn't make any idols. Ve'elu ve'elu onin amen. And then the people on both mountains said amen. Hafchu p'nehem kalpe har Eval. And then they turned and they faced Mount Eval. Upasu b'klola. And they said the first of the curses. Aror ha'ish asher ya'aseh peso masecha. Cursed be the man who does make any sort of idol. Ve'elu ve'elu onin amen. And again, everyone on both mountains said amen. Ad shegomrim brachos v'klolos, until they had finished all of the blessings and curses. So face one mountain, say a bracha, face the other mountain, and say the corresponding curse. Akar chach, and after this, heviu es ha'avanim, they brought the stones, ubanu es ha'mizbeach, and they built the altar, v'saduhu basid, and they plastered it over, v'kasu alav, es kol divrei ha'torah b'shivim lashon, and they wrote the entire Torah in 70 languages, shenemar, as the Torah tells us, Ber Hetev. It should be written perfectly clearly, so it should be understandable. Finot Lues Ha'avanim, and then they took the stones, Ubal Velanu Bimakoman, and they slept overnight where they were. Okay, so that was the process of the Brachos and Klolos on Har Eval and Har Grizim. Let's take a couple of quick notes in the Bar Neuro. B'Shivim Lashon. The Torah was written in 70 languages. B'chsav shel shivim umos, in the script of 70 languages. B'chol harotza lelamda yavo v'yomod. And anyone who wants to learn should go and learn it. Shelo yeh pischon pelu umos lomar lo hayolanu mehechan lomod. So that the nations of the world shouldn't be able to say that they had no opportunity to find out what was in the Torah. Es ha'avanim. They took the stones. Sosu es ha'mizbeach, meaning they disassembled the altar. After they offered the burnt offerings and the peace offerings on it. Mishnah Vav. Birkas Kohanim Ketzad. So how does Birkas Kohanim, when the Kohanim bless the people, we call it Duchening, how does that work? B'medina Omrim Osa Shlosh Brachos. Outside of the Beis HaMikdash, it's recited as three brachos, which we're familiar with. Yivrecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, Yar Hashem panav elecha v'kinecha, Yisah Hashem panav elecha v'yisem lecha shalom. So it's said as three brachos. U'bamikdash bracha achas. But in the Beis HaMikdash, it was recited only as a single bracha, one continuous blessing. B'mikdash omer es Hashem kechtavo. In the Beis HaMikdash, they said God's name as is written, Yudke Vavke, they sounded it out. U'bamedina b'chnuyo. And in outside the Beis HaMikdash, they said it by its substitution, Yudke Vavke, as we pronounce it, the Shem Adnus. B'medina kohanim nosenes yedehem neged kispehen. Outside the Beis HaMikdash, the kohanim only raise their arms, their hands, shoulder height. U'bamikdash agabe roshehen. But in the Beis HaMikdash, they would raise their hands above their heads. Chutz me kohen gadol, except for the kohen gadol, she'enu magbia es yadav lamala min hatzitz, who wouldn't raise his hands any higher than the tzitz, which was the plate that he had on his forehead. It was part of his special uniform. Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda says, af kohen gadol magbia yadav lamala min hatzitz. Rabbi Huda says, even the kohen gadol used to raise his hands all the way above his head, even though that meant taking them above the tzitz. Shenamar, and he quotes a pasuk, vayisa Aaron es yadav al ha'am b'yivarchem. It says that Aaron raised his hands to the people and blessed them. So we see from there the kohen gadol can raise his arms all the way up. Let us now turn to the Bart Neuro. B'medina omrim osa shlosh brachos. Outside the Beis HaMikdash, it's recited as three blessings. Shemafsikin hakohanim ben pasuk lepasuk, because the kohanim would pause after every verse. V'onin hatzibor amen, and the people would say amen, just as is our practice. U'bamikdash bracha achas, but in the Beis HaMikdash, it's only recited as one bracha. Lefi she'ein onin amen b'mikdash, because amen is not recited in the temple. Ve'ein kan shum hefsek, so there's no reason for the kohanim to pause. Kechtavo b'yud hei, so it's pronounced like it's written. Bichnuyo, it's substitution, b'alef dalet. As I said, the shem adnus, which we pronounce Hashem in conversation. Now, why is this the case? She'ein mazkirin Hashem kechtavo ela b'mikdash bovad, because the name of God is only pronounced the way it's written in the Beis HaMikdash. And then he goes on to explain how we know that. So now, why would they raise their hands over their heads in the Mikdash? She'nevarchin sa'am b'shem ha'mefurish, because they would bless the people using the explicit name of God. U'shchina l'mala mikishri etzbosehen, and the Shechina, God's presence, would rest on the joints of their fingers. Therefore, magbiyehem yadehem lamala mirashehem. That's why they had to lift their hands above their heads, because the presence of God was fairly palpable in the Beis HaMikdash when they would bless the people. But the Kohen Gadol wouldn't, she'ein magbiya yadav lamala min hatzitz, because he wouldn't raise his hands higher than the tzitz, the plate that was on his forehead, mipnei shehashem kasuv bo, because God's name was written on it. Ve'en halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, but the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yehuda, who you will recall said that even the Kohen Gadol would raise his hands higher. So therefore, we are left with the first opinion that the Kohen Gadol did not raise his hands above his head. Okay, that's the end of Mishnah Vav. Join us tomorrow, and we will conclude this chapter with Mishnah Zayin and Ches.